is your host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And today I have a message. This is for my kings. My kings, we see you and we hear you. And this is a message that I got last night. I wasn't home and I wanted to be able to really put this on the podcast so that everybody could hear this, because this is a worldwide podcast. I need you to take a second to really sit down and listen, or play this in the car. Put it in your headphones, you know, while you're out or whatever. But I need you to listen. This is for my men, my kings, my brothers, the chosen, the divine, the black sheeps, the protectors, the strong ones. Your late and your private cries and prayers have been heard. And that's why you're hearing the sound of my voice right now. I need you to really listen. Your ancestors and God have been listening, and they're covering you. They're making it all work. They're making it all shift. The work is being done for you behind closed doors right now in this hour. You clicked this, or you were sent this for a reason. Nothing at all in life is by coincidence. You are divinely guided to be here. 12:12. To my queens, ladies, I love you too. And understand that this is a large group of men in this world that are going through the things that I'm about to talk about right now. This is a large group of men that are going through these things, growing through these things. They have grown, or they're about to start this healing process, and we need to help them heal as a collective. So I want you ladies to do your job as my queens, my divine ones. Okay, send this to your brothers, send this to your cousins, send this to your parents, anybody, any male figure that you really truly care about, because there's some things that he's probably thinking in his head or wanting to do to himself, or that he smiles every day and he's the goofiest person, or he's the best father, the best uncle, whatever it might be. Or maybe they've just been acting differently. Send them this message because you care. Send them the link. Text it to them. Post it on your Facebook. To my kings, I need you to know that we love you. And as a disclaimer, this message can be a little bit triggering that I'm about to give to you, but I promise you this message is here and divinely guided. Y'all, I'm not editing nothing. Y'all know how I do on here. I'm not editing anything. It might be triggering. And I only want you to take what fits you personally. If there's some things that don't quite fit you, that part of the message is not for you. But since this is a worldwide podcast, there are some messages that will be for you, and there's some that's going to be for your brother next door. Okay? So what's for you, you're going to hear it. You've probably prayed about it. You probably thought about it last night, last week, a couple of days ago. Maybe somebody or something triggered you to make you think about it a little bit lately. Okay? Don't force anything to fit if it's not supposed to. All right. First things first, I want you to know that you're not weak and you matter. I love you the way that you are. Your family, your tribe, God, your ancestors. Some of y'all have a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt or somebody that has carried on to their next life, and their spirit often visits you, and they're a part of the reason that you are still here today, because they are divinely guiding you. Some of you have been beat on, whether as a child or as an adult in a relationship. And yes, this message is still for my men. This is a safe place for you. I place no judgment upon you. Some of y'all have been beat on, bloody nose, black eyes, lumps, wounds, scratches across your face, teeth knocked out, glasses busted upside your head. Some of you have been molested as children, teenagers, adults. Some of you have been raped. Yes. Whether young or grown, some of you have been neglected and ignored by your parents, by your friends, by your teachers, by your cousins, by your grandparents. Take it as it resonates, because not everything is for everyone. Some of you have been abused so much because your heart is so big and they know that you're always going to be around. This doesn't make you any less of a man. Some of you have been raped by a woman. Some of you have been drugged, kidnapped, raped by a woman, or set up and raped by a man or men. Yes, this is a thing. Yes, this is real. Yes, I'm giving it to you raw today, because your prayers have been heard. Your tears that hit the ground, we are sweeping that up. They heard you. God is with you. You still deserve peace within and love. Genuinely. For some of you, there's a man or there's a woman who tore you inside, and maybe they're still around currently. And I'm sorry if you hear my son in the background living his best life, Lord. But we're gonna stay focused on this message that I have for y'all. But some of y'all have somebody around you right now, and it's somebody who's sweet to the world but turns into a monster behind closed doors. It's somebody who is sweet and so cuddly, and as soon as the crowd or the audience is not around, or sometimes a crowd or an audience might be around, and they still turn into a monster, and they treat you like you are nothing. Verbal abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, spiritual abuse. Baby, you need to be nurturing yourselves, and you need to seek healing within. Some of you need to be healing that child within that was watching things that they shouldn't have been watching, or seeing their parents go through things that they shouldn't have seen their parents go through, losing a parent and having to deal with somebody that abused you every day, raped you every day, molested you. Some of you were 12, 13, 14, messing with a woman of age, a babysitter, a teacher, an auntie, or a mother, stepmother, sister, whatever. Babysitter, daycare. This message is for somebody. If you take it as it resonates, but just know that this is your message. This is for you. I am here for you. I love you, and I don't look at y'all no different. I love you, kings. My queens that sent you this message, she loves you. We are a tribe together. We are all God's favorites. We love you even when you jump a little bit because of your PTSD. Some of your PTSD is post-traumatic sex disorder. Some of y'all are having erectile dysfunction because some people in your life, maybe your girlfriend, fiance, wife, has torn you down so much mentally that you can't even, you're not even feeling the real great pleasure of having that soul connection, and experiencing something sensual and great in a healthy way. I love you, kings. Even when the woman that you love so deeply rips you to shreds with her words and blames it on you. Narcissism, gaslighting. I love you, kings. Even when you need to be the one to cry on our shoulders. We love you, kings, even while you're still healing. You don't have to do it alone. Yes, loneliness is a great thing because you're discovering yourself. But sometimes when you need somebody, the person who sent you this message, she is here. She is here, your sister, your mother, your cousin, your best friend, your angel. We are here for you, and allow us to be there for you. You are still capable of being catered to. You are still deserving of a love that softens and tames the beast inside of you and makes you feel peace. Some of you are going to be afraid when you feel great friendships or great love from a man or from a woman, whatever it is that you like, because I do not judge. Or when a motherly figure comes into your life and shows you what it's like to have a mother that's gentle with you. Or when a fatherly figure comes into your life and shows you the love that your father should have been showing you. Or a woman comes into your life and loves you the way that your girlfriend, since you were in the 10th grade and now y'all 30, 40 years old, should have loved you. But instead, you spent so much time with them because your mind had been broken down and belittled for so long that you started to believe that that was the place you were supposed to be. You are still deserving of a love that does not hurt you. Unless you into that kind of stuff. But you know, you are deserving of a love that does not abuse you or neglect you or leave you wondering or leave you lonely or leave you high and dry. You are deserving of a love that shows you that you are both equal. You are deserving of being able to trust people. Today, I deliver your healing and a message from God to tell you that you are being delivered and healed. It is time to be healed. It is time for you to stop suffering. If you were sent this, somebody really loves you or cares about you, and the people around you in spirit needed you to get the transfer. There's no coincidences in life, and we have to give that up. If you've listened up to this point, I truly love you and I'm here with you. You're allowed to cry. You can play this back and you can cry. I need you to see the things, the images, the tears, the nights that you were breaking down and nobody was there, when you was popping them pills, when you was drinking out that bottle, when you had to roll up backwood after backwood after backwood after backwood. You were being divinely guided even then. You're allowed to cry and play this back and spend time by yourself and shower and release all the things that no longer serve you. You're allowed to break down to your knees and crumble right now because you are having flashbacks of that child and how scared they were and how worried they were and how stressed they were at such a young age. You deserve to cleanse your body of all of the things that have been hurting you. The disease that she gave you, the disease that he gave you, the disease that you were born with because of things that other people did before you were here. You deserve to not live a life walking around depressed, anxious, not feeling good enough, not able to chase your dreams. Just make sure that after you break down and cry, you get back up and praise your ancestors and gods. God, that is the father that you've always prayed for if you didn't have that figure. This is not a religious platform. But the Spirit of God is so real. Your ancestors, your grandmother, your grandfather, the one you've been missing, they guided you to be here. And they got you to the end. Today you just did some inner work if you allowed yourself to reflect and walk through those flashbacks and listen. Today, they want you to know that they are taking this up off of your shoulders and the removal is being done. But I need you to speak out loud and say, please help me. Remove the things out of my life that have been destroying me on the inside. Please help me become whole. Please help me heal from these diseases that they said couldn't be cleansed from my body, my blood, my muscles. Please heal me from the PTSD, from the things that I saw when I was a kid or went through when I was a kid. I need you to say it out loud, because they can't act unless you tell them what you want to do, what you're ready for, and they will do it. You just let the maids in. If you opened up your mouth just now, you just let the maids in. You opened up the door to your penthouse, your huge mansion. You just opened up the door and you let the housekeeping in. And now they're cleaning and they're removing all of the things that you went through. They are removing all of the sickness, all of the disease, all of the depression, the bipolar disorder, the schizophrenia, the PTSD, the inability to love, the sexual disorders, the dysfunctions. You might not be able to forget the things that you've been through, but you can help somebody else when you see the signs and the symptoms. You can help your kids by deciding to get up and be a happy, whole, wholesome father. You can help your girlfriend or your fiance or your friends by being able to love them the way that they deserve to be loved for the free 99, by becoming a whole man, a whole teenager, wherever you might be. Know and understand, they brought you here today for a reason, and everything is going to be okay. So now what they want you to do is go do something that the child in you would have loved to do. Go watch a Disney movie. Go paint. Go put a toy car together. Go create a dish. And when you create a dish, do like a dessert or a meal that you loved when you was a kid. You loved it. Your grandma used to make this, or your uncle, or maybe, you know, you just used to make it. Maybe your mother or your father, somebody that, you know, they put their love into that meal. You know, if you're a food person like me, go make you a meal, but make sure you make it with love and an intention. Speak the things that you want to put into your foods. I'll also be doing a podcast segment over that, creating foods or doing things with intentions so that you can heal, or you can attract money, or you can attract love into your life. And also be careful who foods you eat, because not everybody make their food with love. And, But that's being said, I want you to take care of you, King. And also be ready to let people leave your life. It's going to hurt a little bit, but we got to be strong. And there's people in your life who will be there to be strong with you no matter what it is. Pay attention. You're not wrong. You're not overthinking. Certain thoughts are, they're not for no reason. And please know that blood could be an op too. Pray. Ask if this message was for you. Look for the synchronicities. Look for the confirmations. And also, if you're depending on a substance, that substance no longer has a hold. As you listen to the sound of my voice, I command that all grips on your mind, body, and spirit are freed right now, King. You do not depend on pills to get you through your day. You do not depend on liquor to help you feel better and help you get through the day. You do not depend on weed to help you get so high that you sleep all day and you don't get anything done because you're fighting demons. No, you are freed under the sound of my voice. And in this hour, God and your spirit guides, your spirit team, they're doing a new thing. And I command you to be free and healed in this hour. We love you, and I thank y'all for listening. I hope that you have an amazing day. If you're listening from YouTube, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Share this with somebody. Leave me a comment, and have an amazing Saturday. I love you guys.